morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. This day we remember and celebrate that great day when the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave, that unmatched historical event that is truly a matter of life and death and which affects all of us personally. So thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The choir will be bringing the Easter cantata today to praise our Savior and our Lord. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. All other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, and that includes the service at Pacific Hills Manor. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Will you please stand now as we sing the first and last stanzas of hymn number 137, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, the Apostle Paul, in his wonderful dissertation on 1 Corinthians 15, he made a great conclusion about the resurrection. This mighty and powerful apostle, the top of the Jewish population and his degrees in Tarsus. He says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And then he says, but thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Messiah of Israel. We are in debt to Israel for providing for us a spiritual life through the life of Christ Jesus our Lord. We are grateful to you, O Father, that 2,000 years ago you brought into life Jesus, the Messiah, that he obeyed you fully. He said in John 6:29, I came to do the will of my Father. And he walked through the cross, knowingly what was ahead. Nevertheless, he fulfilled the promise. And at the end of this story, we have the record in the scripture that he says, it is finished. And it was. mankind have a lot of religion added after that. People are saying that you can get to God this way or the other way, or you can do this or you can do that. But Jesus said, it is finished. There is no other way into the heavenlies unless we go through the Holy Messiah, the wonderful Jesus of Nazareth. It is finished. And then he said, remember me, remember my death, and remember that I'm coming back for you. Father, we in Christianity, through Christianity, celebrate this Sunday with the joy and the gratefulness of our heart that we know it. We know this not because we are smart than others. We know this not because our parents have taught us. We know this because the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to our spirit that your book, the Bible, is true. And whatever you wrote in that book becomes alive and becomes complete in the life of Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, Father, receive our thanks and bless us this morning as the choir will bring joy to our heart in the celebration, as the reading of God's word will bring to our mind what you said, and enable me to communicate it with simplicity and with truthfulness what you have done. In this occasion, we also remember our missionaries who celebrate across the world the resurrection. Carol and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, Sun Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. May they too celebrate the resurrection of Christ with the joy of knowing and proclaiming until you come. Thank you for supporting our church, Father, and your people love you. And because they love you, they give an offering to keep the ministry going. Thank you for those who are in the internet, the extended church, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, Southern and Northern California, some in Korea. So, Lord, thank you. And I forgot, but there are two families in London, England, who listen and remind me through email that they are listening, and we are grateful for that. Thank you, Father. So bless the giver and bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and raised in obscurity in the home of Joseph and his mother Mary. Few people, if any, in the little town of Nazareth suspected this carpenter to be the Son of God. But now, as he begins his public ministry, large crowds from all walks of life are drawn to this amazing man who teaches the scripture with astounding authority and who heals the sick with the touch of his hand. Some in the crowd are beginning to believe Jesus could be their long-awaited Messiah. They ask one another, "Is he Moses? Is he Elijah? Shall we call him Rabbi, Prophet, King?"
What shall we call this man whose voice has calmed the wind? This man who laughs with children and walks with fishermen. What shall we call this man whose love has pierced our hearts? Whose words of life have reached into the depths of who we are? Call him Messiah, call him your King, call him the mighty and majestic Lord of everything, the heir of David, the promised Son.
Walked the countryside, teaching his growing band of followers new truths about the kingdom of God. He performed miracles, he befriended sinners, and he enraged the religious leaders of Israel with his radical ideas. With Passover now approaching, Jesus triumphantly enters Jerusalem, surrounded by a jubilant throng whose hopeful voices lift high the name of their newfound Messiah and King.
Lift high the Lord, our banner. Lift high the Lord, Jesus King. Lift high the Lord, our banner. Lift high your praise to receive. Lift high the Lord.
Thank you.
praise that ushered Jesus down the palm-lined streets into Jerusalem did not last. Now, just a few days later, the joyful cries of Hosanna are little more than faint echoes, and Jesus finds himself alone in a moonlit garden, facing the bitter cup of Calvary's cross. Envious Pharisees accuse, fickle crowds question, close friends slumber, and a traitor betrays with a kiss. In an anguished prayer, the sinless one obediently submits to the perfect will of his Father in heaven, and love's greatest story would now unfold.
For God to bring
The humiliation of the cross, the finality of the grave, together, they conspire to end all hope that Jesus was truly the Christ, the Son of God. Even the faithful were filled with doubt as they made their way to the tomb in Sunday morning's early light. Could they still call him their Messiah? Could they still call him King?
Thank you. Despair, but the birthplace of life and hope. It was there at the cross that God wrote his eternal message of love to each of us in letters of crimson, the cleansing blood of his son, Jesus.
Thank you.
demonstrated his love for us,
in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall never die, but have eternal life. And this is God's unbreakable promise, that you would have abundant and eternal life with him in the light of the risen Lamb. Never forget, you were bought with an awesome price. God made this wonderful promise for you, written in red.
Thank you, choir, for that praise and worship and song of the great I Am, our King. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1252. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 through 22. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 through 22. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for giving us the scriptures so that we are not ignorant of your mighty works, and you have changed our hearts to know you and love you. We thank you that we can commemorate this day with trust and confidence in you alone, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for our justification. The mighty works of our Lord have given us the victory over the grave, and we thank you, Father. Not only for that, we marvel that you have adopted us into your family as your own. Thank you for this gracious and great salvation. Now we pray for your servant, our teacher and pastor these many years, Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his words as he comes to bring the everlasting truths from the scriptures. Give understanding to our minds and hearts and to those also listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may direct our lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.